Getting kids to eat their vegetables isn't always easy. But Heather Krull, Growing Matters garden manager at Fair Food Matters, stumbled upon a strategy while tending to the Roots of Knowledge community garden at Woodward Elementary School.
I had a kindergarten class that was working on a broccoli patch, and when the broccoli was ripe, they were so excited to pick it, and they just were like, can we eat our broccoli, please, please?
Fair Food Matters started the garden over 10 years ago. The organization aims to improve access to healthy local food for Kalamazoo residents. This project, located on school grounds, focuses on youth.
A lot of the students that are involved in the program don't have access to a lot of fresh food, and they don't have access to land to grow fresh food. So this is a way for them to connect with how to grow food, where it comes from, what it tastes like fresh from the garden.
Roots of Knowledge is one of many community gardens in the city. Common Grounds, a partnership between Fair Food Matters, the Kalamazoo County Land Bank, Michigan State University Extension, and the Kalamazoo Nature Center, has 36 in their directory. Linda Whitlock works for MSU Extension. She says the group started Common Ground to help get info to interested gardeners.
We were all receiving questions from residents of the greater Kalamazoo area who were looking for resources and information about community gardening.
Whitlock says she has noticed an increased interest in community gardening in recent years. Erica Barajas of Fair Food Matters says she thinks this trend has roots in the economic slump.
When the economy goes down, then people try to find ways of lowering their expenses, and so gardening can be a way of doing that. And, you know, if you don't have time or money to go to the movies or go on vacation, then having a garden at home is a way to have some leisure time or some recreation that doesn't cost you anything while you're doing it.
Nearby, at the Vine Neighborhood Community Garden, Vine resident Emily Demarest sees the low cost as one of many benefits of gardening.
It's a good chance for people to see other people, and it's nice. There are very few things that you can collectively create and both take from, and people don't make a fuss about it. And it's free. We do it free.
The garden has changed hands since it was founded 5 or 6 years ago. Gardeners work the land communally, contributing to all areas of the garden and taking crops as needed. Current coordinator Sarah Drum says this has its pros and cons.
There's not as much ownership. Somebody comes through and takes that head of broccoli that's been growing and I didn't get it. It's not as big of a deal to me. I come in and I harvest a ton of stuff and we get lots out of the garden, but it's not my plot that got, you know, taken from. It's everybody's plot.
The garden, which sits on a formerly abandoned lot, has grown this year. Drum says they have added 3 or 4 new raised plant beds to the property. On a weekday afternoon, the sound of construction machines and cars makes it hard to mentally escape into the nature-filled plot of land. But Drum says location is key.
This is where people see, you know, the Vine neighborhood. If they look at it and say, wow, there are people standing in a garden in the Vine neighborhood, that is a mind shift for a lot of people, and that's important to me.
As for the personal payoff, Drum sees some of the same benefits for her family that Krell sees for students.
You know, my son and daughter ate a ton of Swiss chard the other day. I had never had Swiss chard probably till I was 35, so that's just all I need to know, really, is that they look at it, they see it's colorful, and they eat it when it's on the table.
If you're interested in getting involved, a list of gardens in Kalamazoo and the surrounding area can be found at commongroundkalamazoo.com. For WMUK, I'm Maggie Kane.